and welcome to Living Czech. I'm Nick Carey, and I'm joined in the studio today by Jana Kotalíková. The theme for this week is the autumn. The autumn tends to be a fairly short season in the Czech Republic, and this is, as far as I can ascertain, reflected in the word for it in Czech.
Podzim.
This is formed from the words
pod,
meaning under, and
zima,
winter. This means that the
podzim
can be translated as under winter. When the summers are hot, as they have been this year, then we tend to have what is called a
babí léto,
literally a grandmother's summer, which is the equivalent of the English term an Indian summer. I have been unable to ascertain why grandmothers have anything to do with the summer, or Indians for that matter, but I suspect it was originally called a
babí léto
because it comes late in the year, or when the year is old. If anyone has a better theory, please let me know. During the
babí léto
part of the autumn, which brings gorgeous hot sunshine up until late September,
burčák
season is in full swing.
Burčák
is a Slovak word in origin and means bubbly wine. In the Czech Republic,
burčák
is basically unfermented wine, which you can find in a
vinárna,
wine shop, or on the street. One thing to note about
burčák
is that when you buy a bottle of it, or see bottles in a
vinárna,
they usually have a piece of cloth stuck in the neck, rather than a cork. This is because as
burčák
is unfermented wine, it is actually still in the process of fermenting. So if you were to insert a
špunt
cork into the bottle, the
špunt
will either come out again at great speed or the bottle will explode. Another great pastime for the Czechs in the early autumn is the gathering of
houby,
or mushrooms. This is an intense national pastime where many thousands of people, all confirmed
houbaři,
or mushroom pickers, heading out into the countryside in search of elusive fauna and fungi. While you're drinking your
burčák
or searching for
houby,
you may be vaguely aware that the world is changing around you. The
listy,
leaves on the trees,
mění barvy,
are changing colour and
začínají padat,
are beginning to fall. One of the things I have always loved about Czech is the straightforward names it has for certain things. A prime example of this is
listopad,
or November. Rather than the English word, which originally meant the ninth month,
listopad
literally means the falling of the leaves, and expresses simply the changing of the season. On a clear night at this time of year, you will wake up in the morning to find
mráz,
frost on the ground, and in the very near future we will have
sníh,
snow. An unfortunate part of what will soon be winter is that the
topení,
heat on Czech
hromadná doprava,
public transport is now on. This is understandable, considering that outside
je zima,
it's cold, but the problem is that the heating is either on at about 25 degrees centigrade or totally off. There is no in between. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Next week we will take a look at gender in Czech. Until then,
mějte se hezky.
Or take care.